This story comes to us from Feet in Two Worlds, which supports immigrant journalists and brings their stories to the rest of America. Feet in Two Worlds is a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School. When Dr. Melanie Samuels received an urgent call to help a family in need, she brought them a few boxes of groceries from her own pantry. The calls kept coming from all over the neighborhood. That's how Bed-Stuy Campaign Against Hunger was founded, one family at a time. Now it's Brooklyn's largest food pantry, with Samuels as its executive director. Dara Cooper is the director of the New York City Food and Fitness Partnership at Bed-Stuy Restoration Corporation. She says, quite frankly, many of us lack access to good food, and many of us are working to find many ways in which we can address that issue. Cooper is a longtime food justice advocate who works in central Brooklyn. The areas she serves include Bedford-Stuyvesant, Brownsville, East New York, Crown Heights, and Bushwick. Like many urban areas around the country that are home to low-income Black communities, these neighborhoods have been labeled food deserts. Hear from Brenda Thompson Duchenne, Dara Cooper, and Dr. Melanie Samuels.
I used to work for Assemblyman, and while I was there and the seniors come in, they will say, well, why we can't have fresh fruits and vegetables? Why we can't have this and why we can't have that? And, you know, it got me to thinking, you know, my people need fresh vegetables and stuff like that. My seniors need them. They're like, we can't get this stuff no more. So that was one of the stuff that inspired me, you know, to start doing this.
Quite frankly, many of us lack access to good food. And many of us are working to find many ways in which we can address that issue of accessing good food.
Hi, John.
I started investing my own funds into just buying food, any food, noodles, ramen noodles, anything. As long as it could be consumed, I thought this was what I'm supposed to do, until reality checked in 2006. And then I found out that I had a 23% families with diabetes, a larger percent with obesity. You can't just give families anything because it's edible.
Brenda Thompson Duchenne used to buy her groceries on the way home from work. When she left her Manhattan job and began to buy produce near her home in Brownsville, Duchenne noticed a significant difference in quality. Her fruits and vegetables would spoil much faster. Others in the neighborhood complained about the same thing. Residents have to choose between chemically treated produce, processed foods, or fast food. These foods exacerbate problems in communities with high rates of diabetes and obesity. Farmers markets are rare. Fears and misconceptions have kept farmers markets away from central Brooklyn, and many local residents are unfamiliar with alternatives to local grocery stores and bodegas. So Duchenne and her fellow members of the Isabalia Ladies of Elegance Foundation transformed one of the local community gardens into a small production farm.
I took a 6-month course in Crown Heights, the mediation center. Crown has mediation center, you know about them? About food. I didn't know they had the grades A, B, C, and D. By the time it comes to Brownsville or East New York, a part of Bedford-Stuyvesant, is D. You're not getting it supposedly fresh off the truck. It goes to the, if there's a Walmart in Midtown, it goes to Walmart in the, you know, influenced neighborhood. By the time it get here, it was changed 4 or 5 times. The farmers that go to Grand Army Plaza, 14th Street, none of them, we can't get no farmers to come this area. And I don't know why Brownsville, East New York, Bedford-Stuyvesant, not so much. But those neighborhoods was always like, oh my God, keep away from them because this is going to happen. I don't think the neighborhood is any different than any other neighborhood. Yes, they have some undesirables that do things that they're not supposed to do, but they does it all over.
Duchenne and Samuels drew from their childhood experiences in the Caribbean and a residence with African-American neighbors who migrated from the South. They have emerged as leaders in Brooklyn's fresh food movement.
We oftentimes talk about, you know, the kind of cultural relevance of food around, you know, as being prepared. But farming is a big deal in so many of our communities, so many of our African communities all over the world.
Originally, yes, I'm from Aruba. That's my home. It's a Dutch island. And we had, our home is on an acre. So we never really, I never knew my mother or my grandmother to go, per se, to the store to buy anything. We had pigs. We had ducks. We had chickens. Fruits and vegetables. And if you have a headache, we know, she said, go and pick that plant. And we know where to go and pick, and you pick it. You got a stomachache, you got a bellyache, whatever ailment. The only time I remember going to the doctor is when I was migrating here, that I went for a vaccination. Everything was reusable, you know.
So in New York City, again, I've had the great privilege of working with a lot of really amazing, specifically women, from various places all over the world who are growing food, and many of them, again, immigrant folks who are holding on to that culture, and not only holding on to it, but also making sure that we're passing it on. That's just such critical work.
As a child, I grew up with, of course, in the islands, and I knew how to grow. It's just normal. It's a normal thing for everyone. Once you have space to grow, it's a no-brainer. Everybody knows you have your kalaloo, you have your tomatoes, you have your peppers, you have your okras, then you have your chickens, and then you have maybe a goat. Ah, you have a goat or so. So it was not unusual to grow. And then I said, okay. So I use the same concept. Backyard of the office, we're going to grow.
This story was co-produced by Yinde Jean-Baptiste and Manolia Charlatan. This story comes to us from Feet in Two Worlds, which supports immigrant journalists and brings their stories to the rest of America. Feet in Two Worlds is a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School. This is Liz Smith on behalf of Caitlin Pierce for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.